setting the bar stories. We always give you these stories to really just paint a picture that it sets the bar very low for the rest of your day, you know?
It's a small little hurdle you can jump over, a little life lesson nestled in the middle.
Yeah, this is a bit of divine intervention. Maybe that's not the right phrase, but when you hear it, you can decide. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to burn your Bible, causing your house and the neighboring places to burn down, you're doing okay.
Do you see my eyeballs right now? Like, why in the world did you ever think it was going to be a great idea to... Wait a second. Is this a life or death situation? Did they, like, have nothing else to burn that was, like, survival depended on it? You had to stay warm somehow, and your Bible just happened to be handy?
I mean, this is out of Texas, so I don't think staying warm is a thing. But yeah, out of Fox 29.
Investigators say a woman set fire to a Bible in her own backyard. Mm-hmm. The flames spread quickly, causing major damage to this duplex on the city's far northeast side of town.
Yeah, she was arrested.
Do you know what this is? It's literally hellfire. She literally created hellfire.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Like, wow.
Maybe of all the books you try to burn next time, maybe that's not the first one you choose. I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know. Even if you're not like a religious person, I wouldn't test it.
I don't know why, but that's a little setting the bar story that I'm hoping you can manage to not do. Whatever happens today, you can look back on this moment and say, you know what? At least I didn't burn a Bible, setting fire to my house, along with some neighboring houses.
All right, so we've learned that they are super flammable. Yeah. That's what we learned.
Yes.
Okay.